I'm the pirate captain. She loves the little pirate voice I do. And so I surprised her and went as, up to her home as a pirate captain and had a black eye patch on and off for several hours. And it was a little disconcerting there,
yeah.
You know, if I had it on for a solid hour or something. I'd like that. And when?
That was probably Air Force 61, and that was in 57.
Okay.
So I kept this job to join Navy in the fall of 57.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working at right after Explorer 1. I worked in,
so that would have been February 58?
Set up an advantage event, and I had to do a lot of events.
on a launch vehicle.
Launch vehicle.
Right. Good start there. And that would have been in about, okay. And that was a, what'd you say, a program? Okay. I believe they do indeed. And that had about 65 folks at that time. Or did you say 75? Right. I guess then almost 20 years with them. He was up there to future plan, and apparently he got little, if any, after Tom Paine left anyway, encouragement to do that. Let me back up just a half a second. You went to Houston and setting up that space station office with Borman, and would that be 65, 66? Okay. All right. Oh, of course, it's 65 that you went from being Dr. Von Braun's special assistant to program development, that's right. So I've been 69 to Houston. Right, okay. I need to let you talk mostly, but just while I'm thinking about it, and I'm not sure I'm going to touch on this or address this at all, but I might, because I'm trying to do a kind of a wit and wisdom, you know, anecdotage. But I some have suggested that George Low was one of those Jewish folks who really was biased against von Braun for the reasons of the Third Reich, and he was one of those, not necessarily all Jewish, who kind of got out the knife for von Braun, or at least helped him be frustrated in Washington. And yet another version I get from somebody is that George Low once confessed that, that's too strong a word, that he was prepared not to like von Braun until he really met him and got to know him, and yet he did find him very likable and personable and respected him. Where does the truth lie?
I had met him there. He was on a couple of committees that I was on first. I was very involved with him. And I don't know if it's very hard to study any of it. I have never heard that the Jewish part about George Low.
Well, good. I'm really glad to hear that. Others have suggested, and I said this is more or less idle conversation with me, because see the point of it in the kind of book I'm doing, that maybe Abe Silverstein and Julian Scheer, I think it was, NASA's chief public affairs officer, and maybe some others of that persuasion, and believe me, I'm anything but anti-Semitic, were maybe those that just couldn't get it out of his system, that, you know, for whom von Braun worked during World War II. But so Lowe was really an exception to that. I just knew him oh so casually. I'm told that, yes, George was born in Austria and was of that faith. So as Lowe, genuinely wanted von Braun in a very positive way to come to Washington and do good work. Sure. I can believe that. Right. Sure, it could have well been the former. Sorry to get you a little off track there. And you've known, a lot of people.
Thank you.
talk tonight with the Reverend Emile Joffrin, the Episcopal minister who was Von Braun's minister during these years, I guess all, well, practically all. Emile came here in about 57, I think. And we are gonna interview, and he said yes, because I'd heard that they went hunting and fishing a lot together, and with him being Dr. Von Braun's minister, I thought there would, you know, be some interesting angles there maybe. And Emile said yes, I've got some stories to tell you that I think you'll be interested in that I've never told a writer before, so we'll see. Anyway, I'm not sure. I rather doubt that Dr. Von Braun was a regular, you know, inveterate churchgoer, but I know he did go some.
Mm-hmm. One of them happened to be the minister of our Methodist church there in Houston, there. And one of them, I mentioned, he was my minister writing a book on the minister to the astronauts, Neil Armstrong, the real church.
All right, interesting.
It worked, and very interesting and informative evening, and we covered the gospel and the rhythm, and one of the key messages he, my minister, was interested in the topics of that religion.
And obviously, he'd given a world of thought to that. Wonderful thought, right? And the greater the creation, the greater the Creator.
Engages in a
Team Enterprises, wasn't it, all through his life? And it sounds like he acutely recognized that. You sure couldn't say he wasn't interested in recreational sports and all that, but it was. So he went out and tried tennis and golf, did he? Some. You don't remember anything related to that, do you? Tool to people in business or something, but maybe not so much in his line of work. So this was the one on launch vehicles way back when, right? Yes. Right. Oh, that's good. But you had a little gotcha there for a minute, didn't you?
Talk to the people that they got on the flight, said they're better than you.
kidding. Be darned. And Blocker was the one who took that to Kennedy? Right. Well, I'll be darned. That might be worth some researching to see if... Right. Oh, is that right? I'd love to. Fran and I are having lunch tomorrow. He's visiting Huntsville here for a few days. I will. I sure will. But he gets back periodically, and I jumped at the chance to get with him tomorrow. But I'll sure tell him. And Nels, you mentioned. What was Nels' last name? And it's NELSPARSONS. Okay. And what was his role at that time? Well, that is interesting. Now, did Von Braun play a role in that?
Yeah, he was part of our editorial. Going over and looking over our shoulder.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah. That show was Madeira's Stat.
Oh, is that right?
Good.
I see. Of course, and 1/6 gravity, right? That's true. That's true. Yeah, and they sure wouldn't want to come in on the dark side of the